Iowa Falls Old Boys basketball coach Mike Holm joins me after an 84-47 home loss here to number 2 and 3A Clear Lake. And coach, as we were talking here, a very physical opponent here tonight. Man, they can sure score a variety of ways, and they lit it up tonight. What can you say about how things went for your team and not being able to really come back from a kind of a cold start there?
Well, you know, they got that number 2 ranking for a reason. They're really good. They've got tons of athletes. They can score inside. They can score outside. They rebound really well. And from day one, I've said we're going to struggle with big physical teams, and that's what we had. I said our kids tonight need to just go play hard the whole time, and that's what we were looking at first. So
yeah, certainly. And you guys did play hard. After that, kind of that first half where they extended the lead to, was it like 22-23 at halftime, you kind of held in there for the most part in the second half before they kind of pulled away late in the fourth quarter. But what did you like about the competitiveness of your team despite the deficit here in this one?
Well, that was our main goal from the start, is just to get out and play hard and keep our poise and just play. We knew it was going to be a struggle tonight. We knew we had to almost play a perfect game, and they had to play a terrible game for us to be in it. And they played well, and our kids played really hard, and we reiterated that at halftime, just about keep playing hard no matter what happens, and that's what they did. Lucky to have a great group of boys that will listen and do what we ask, and we live to move on and play another.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to game planning for a team like this, maybe it's easier said than done, right? But what are the kind of the biggest points of emphasis when you're playing against a team that's got such a size advantage and can really score from all areas of the floor,
That we just have to scrap on every possession. I mean, we have to be able to rebound a little bit, and we did a little bit tonight. We got a little bit of rebounds, but it's just that never say die, just fight through everything and just be scrappy. You really can't, in our situation without the size, it's hard to game plan. We just have to go out and play and have fun.
Both the Calouse boys had pretty big games tonight and leading the way. Of course, them. Anyone else kind of want to shout out for their efforts here in this one?
I think it was a pretty good team effort overall. I don't think anybody really stood out. Everybody did what I needed them to do. And, everybody played fairly well tonight. Didn't turn it over a lot. Calvin played well. Cam played well, stepping in for Carter DeBates, who was out. And, I thought Carson Allen played well. And then our bench came in and played just as hard, so that's what I'm happy with.
Yeah, and for a guy like Madden to get his first start of the season, certainly a big moment, I have to imagine, for him, right? What did you see from him tonight in his first start of the year?
Oh, Cam does a great job. He's very fundamentally sound, nothing flashy. He does all the little things, all the dirty jobs for us, and that's what he did tonight. He got in, he snuck in and got a couple rebounds, had a shot attempt, and that's what Cam does for us, just that dirty work, and doesn't complain and just keeps going. So that was great for him to get in tonight and play hard.
And rest of the way through the regular season, it's all conference play from here to the end, with a couple of big ones next week, St. Edmund and Algona. I know you just played that St. Ed's team here, so a chance to maybe have a quick scout on those guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We know what St. Ed's does well. I told the boys last week when we played them that I could have wrote the same thing on the board 15 years ago, because Adolph does the same exact thing. It's the same exact team. So we know going in Tuesday night what it's going to be. We just have to play better.
All right, Coach. Thanks for the time tonight.
Yep, no problem.